This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
I was always brought up, you didn't brag. But in information war, people need to know we're winning. They need to know that we're hitting 41 million people on average. That's our new low. We had about 60 million the week of the inauguration. It looks like it's going to be 50-plus million this week. Our graph is just going straight up. That's why the enemy is attacking us daily. That's why they're doing a lot of other things behind the scenes that I really am not at liberty to get into. But it doesn't scare me to live in a James Bond movie, I'll put it to you that way. And there's a lot of friends of freedom as well. There's not just evil in this world. And I will tell the enemies of freedom something. Metaphysically, you've released your titans. Our doors are opening and our titans are coming out as well. And a lot of people that have been waiting now know it's the time to move. So this isn't a threat. It's a warning to people that want to stage false flags or kill Trump or come after us. I'm not a wishful thinker. I'm a pessimist. But let me tell you, we're pretty much assured of victory if you go into a physical conflict. We got 4 minutes left. Matt Bracken and the enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Your great political brain, the salivating, the calls for killing Trump, putting it out into the pheromone ether, kill him, kill him, kill him, blow up the White House. It's getting into a frenzy, and it's only intensifying. These just look like people that want to get knocked down and hurt real bad.
Yeah, sometimes these communist revolutions lose big time. It happened in Finland. It's happened in other places in history.
Indonesia.
And you need to – the people that – think that the government is the solution and that the federal law enforcement agents are their hammer and their fist. Well, that's over now that Trump is in. And people that think that dressing up like a vagina, you know, is a way to secure political victory, they need to consider how many people go out in the woods, you know, with high-powered rifles, and their hobby is shooting 200-pound mammals and skinning them. You know, they mistake what's happening is the left mistakes our forbearance and our tolerance, a very deep abiding forbearance.
They take our kindness for weakness. And I never know why weak people take your kindness for weakness. They don't get it.
They don't get it, and they don't get that, you know, going out in freezing cold weather and, you know, sitting up in a tree for half the night waiting for a 200-pound mammal to walk along so you can shoot it. Turn it into meat and stick it in the freezer. These are not the kind of people you want to absolutely have lose it. And if Trump was assassinated, you know, millions of people, like I just described, would absolutely lose it. And you know, there's the old adage, you know, think globally, act locally. You know, within your own.
Oh, they start a civil war. You know, people are going to be acting locally really bad.
Right, and we know from the last 10 or 15 years that there's nobody on earth that can stop lone actors. There used to be an army.
By the way, within 48 hours, all the police are going to evacuate and not support these globalists. They should know that.
Especially if the people that are pulling triggers don't even tell their families or anybody. They just go out. I have this kind of scenario in my first novel, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. If you've just got a target list that if this ever happened, this is what I would do. And the next thing you know, people are starting to get shot. I hope that this doesn't happen.
No, I mean, it's unfortunate, but if they want to have a George Soros takeover and lock us up and kill us and stuff, if they ask for it, they just don't know. It's people ready for 20 years. I mean,
right.
we're hoping for peace. We elected Trump. We want to fix things. But, I mean, you know, and I'm not playing anything myself. I just know what's going on. I really feel sorry for him, quite frankly.
They can control. They can shut down traffic in cities. They can blockade a highway. They can cause mayhem at airports. Maybe they can crash the stock market. But in the end, it's the red county states where the food comes from. It's where the energy
is. Yeah, we've already occupied and conquered the country.
I often say, you know, to liberals, how much food do they grow inside the Beltway? Because if that food conveyor is ever shut off, it'll be hard times for everybody.
Matt, I want to get you back this week to talk about the worst case scenario. It's going to be Friday for 2 hours if they do pull a coup and try to come arrest the Patriots as they had planned under Obama's mentor. What do people do? We've got to talk about emergency plans. Thank you, sir.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I'd been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been
a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot with Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're now well into the third hour, one of the final days of this historic month, when President Trump said, let January 20th, 2017 be known as the day that America was finally reborn. And Trump is basically over-delivering. He is doing so much. Executive orders for every regulation that they pass, two have to be rescinded. Defending our borders, enforcing the law Obama passed with failed countries like Somalia didn't even have an airport. Of course, we can't have people flying in unvetted from Somalia. I mean, it's just crazy to watch the media in all of this deception. And I've been wanting to get her on for a while because I've read articles about her book. I'm so busy, I got a stack of books I want to read, but I've got the book, A Wall Street Bailout for Main Street. And Dr. Iris Max, a really interesting lady, you know, she'd been a Democrat, but as soon as she saw Obama get elected, I'm paraphrasing from an article I read, she went to independent because she could just see by who he was appointing what he was going to do. I want to get her take on Trump and what she thinks he's going to do. I'm going to go over her whole bio, but she's got a Ph.D., EMBA, earned a doctorate in applied mathematics from Harvard University. Dr. Max worked as various energy and financial institutions, acted as a deputy member of MIT, and worked at NASA and AT&T Bell Labs, where she obtained a patent for research on optical fibers. Dr. Mack currently lectures in energy, trading, and risk management for the Fitch Learning Certificate and Qualitative Financial Finance Program on Wall Street and the Tulane University. I'm not going to go over all her stuff. A Wall Street Bailout for Main Street is her third financially focused and published book, including her energy trading book and financial literacy book for teens and adults. She comes highly recommended by some really smart folks I respect. In addition, Dr. Mack founded the Global Energy Post and Math QED, a homework help site for K-12 college students, and it just goes on from there. Such accolades illustrate Dr. Mack's ability to clearly inform the masses. You can learn about Dr. Iris Mack by visiting her author's page at Amazon.com. MainStreetBailout.com is the main site. But she joins us now to just look at the world we're in. I mean, it's like we're living in a comic book with classic villains and classic tyrants, but different sides see villains and tyrants in different shapes. All I see Trump doing is finally doing what a statesman or politician says they do and trying to deliver on free market capitalism and what made this country great. I've been such a pessimist so long that my head's spinning, and then I'm somebody who used to support the Democrats on many issues. I was independent. I was never a Democrat. I've been more, quote, conservative. I've been pro-gun and pro-life. But I hate the Republican Party establishment. They're terrible. Look what they've done to Trump. But the Democrats now, they have just gone insane. And I don't even know what to say at this point. I used to laugh at them. I cry for them now. I mean, I'm scared. I got three kids. I'm kind of ranting here to Dr. Mack. But, I mean, where should we start?
Well, first of all, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I've listened to you for years, and it's nice to finally talk to you in person. Well, not in person, but...
Well, we're talking in person right now over the phone, so thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Well, so where do we start?
Wherever you like. I mean, you're the expert on so much.
Well, as I was telling Nico, I mean, there's been so much going on in only the first week that is actually pretty amazing to me. I've been following politics and financial markets for a while, and I've never seen a president move this fast and so decisively. And I think even more importantly, he's doing what he said he was going to do. I actually, to the dismay of many of my friends, would listen to most of Trump's rally speeches, and he's literally doing what he said he was going to do, which is, I think, shocking to a lot of people.
Well, the elite knew that. That's why they were so scared. Trump is, I don't want to say OCD, but the thing is, he's so straight shooting. That's why in negotiations they say he's rude and mean. He just straight shoots. So I'd like to say Texas has a monopoly on that, but it looks like New York just brought it back big time.
Well, I lived in both New York and Texas, and I think they both are straight shooters, but in slightly different styles.
Wow. Well, we'll just break down your book and Trump and just your whole worldview and where you think things are going.
Okay. Well, as far as Trump goes, I've been following Trump for years. I, you know, even before I knew about him as a reality TV show star or whatever, because I used to read his books. I mean, I read The Art of the Deal, and when I did my MBA, we had a few case studies that, you know, his name came up. So I thought when he first said he was going to run, that was the best thing that we could have. But when I mentioned it to some of my friends, I mean, I lost a few of them along the way.
Sure, me too.
And even some of my family members, now they're coming around because they see he's, you know, he's a man of action. And so, I mean, if we can get through some of the hysteria that we've seen over the past week or so, hopefully if things can settle down, people can appreciate some of the things he's trying to do. I know he's not, as you say, you know, he's a little bit maybe rough around the edges sometimes, but I'm kind of like that too. I'm from New Orleans, and we're pretty straight shooters down here as well. So I have high hopes for what he's going to do, but I can see that it's not going to be easy. I have friends even from Europe and Asia, partly because of what they're hearing in the mainstream media, as you call it, fake news. They're calling me and asking me, what's going on? Are you scared? Or what are you guys doing over there? And I said, come on. You know, they were referring to the Muslim ban, and I pointed out to them, look, this was done by Obama administration. Trump didn't even list the names of the companies in his executive order. I mean, it's amazing to me you have to tell this to people because it's right there on the internet.
That's what's crazy. He literally just copied Obama's law, knowing he'd be attacked. It's crazy. And then I'm sure you've seen, they're everywhere saying kill him in the newspapers. Listen, I never said kill Hillary or Obama because I don't turn them into martyrs, but if I talk like that, Dr. Mack, I'd be arrested very quickly, and I should be. Madonna says blow up the White House. She's got a powerful voice.
Yeah, you would be. I have a sister who's a former FBI agent, and you would be in jail, you know, pretty quickly. So, yeah, in terms of Trump, I think, you know, he's capable of, you know, getting a lot done if he doesn't have too many roadblocks put in the way. So we'll see. It's only been 1 week, but I'm impressed with the first week.
Sure, the reason I say that is I've read a synopsis of your book. And I'm you know how it is, you get busy and older and kids. I'm going to read it some weekend. But I mean, I love your idea about we need the bailout for Main Street, like we've done for these big foreign mega banks. If we do that, it'll build an economy that'll help empower the world. So I've read the synopsis of your book, but I mean, let's get into your plan and then how you tie it into Trump's plan.
Okay, well, my plan has basically been my plan way before I knew Trump. I mean, I grew
up... Sure. I mean, that's why I think it's interesting, because I've read the synopsis. It sounds like what Trump's saying, but it's just common sense. People think Trump's...
Yeah, that's why I think I was always attracted to what he had to say, because I grew up in a housing project in New Orleans, so we had to have common sense. My parents didn't play with, you know, anything else. So I've always been the kind of person, look, yeah, you get mad for a minute, but as Ross Perot used to say, get even. So what I show people in the book, I mean, I walk through some of the standard things about how the derivatives markets work and how big it is, 1.6 quadrillion. I walk through how the Federal Reserve system works, and I explain how the Federal Reserve gave backdoor bailouts to the tune of $16 trillion to the banks, international and domestic. But then I say, fine, okay, but I'm a mathematician too. We don't just, as a lot of my economist friends do, and we always debate this, they like to talk about the problem, but mathematicians, we like to solve problems. So I literally show people, we walk through step by step, with trading illustrations, trading screenshots, they can download calculators and checklists. We show them how to make a profit from Wall Street by doing what's called a cover call option. And all that is you're renting your stock back to the exchange, and you collect money. I mean, when I show that to my family and friends or my students, their first reaction is like, you know, get the blank out of here, you know?
Exactly. All the tricks the big guys use, locals aren't using them when they're so easy. And that's why I'm asking you about Trump. Because so many of the common sense things you talk about, the things he talks about as a business person.
Yeah, because what Trump is sort of like, I mean, I'm not to the same level, but he was an insider. Now he's showing you what's going on. And as one of my brothers said, he used to work for a major oil company. He has a lot more money in his stock portfolio than I do. And when he came to visit me, he said, look, my broker never told me this. And before I got into explaining it to them what I do in the book, I said, go to my bookshelves and pull off the books that say options or derivatives and open it up. And he would open it up and he goes, this is like Greek. I said, well, that's all I'm doing. I'm translating the Greek to the people on the street. Because all you do when you do certain derivative deals, even though it has a lot of fancy math, a lot of fancy financial market, you know, terminology, but I break it down to somebody basically, you know, on a street corner. I say, look, when we do a cover call option trade where you have a stock, and in the Wall Street terminology, what you do is you own the stock, you short a call option.
Hold on. I want to cut this off, Dr. Iris. Max, stay right there. MainStreetBailout.com. I want to come back and start over so we have some time getting into, like, learning what the establishment, what the elites do to get rich themselves. They don't want the public to know about it. And I want to ask you, as a mathematician, looking at Trump's economic plans, do you think they're viable? I mean, obviously, growth's the answer, but how big do the cuts need to be to get out of this hole? Or do we just bubble our way out of it? We'll talk to her straight ahead.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Iris Mack's book, The Wall Street Bailout for Main Street, gets into the tricks the bigwigs use to dominate the markets that the general public, including people like her brother, who's successful in business, didn't know about. So we're talking about some of these tricks. And then we're going to also, in the next segment, get a little bit into her view on the economy and what she thinks should be done. But first off, what do you make of Trump saying for every new regulation, you've got to repeal two?
Well, I think that's a good idea because I also have a small business, and I had it for over 10 years, and you can see over a period of that time how paperwork for things that you think just shouldn't even be necessary are just, it's ridiculous. And you can't compete like that if you're small compared to, say, IBM or Google or whatever. So even I've been in academia, I've always, as a kid, wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I understand exactly what he's saying. I think that's the problem. A lot of people, as I jokingly tell my friends sometimes, you know, they have pretty good jobs. And I say, look, I think there should be a law that says everybody should be an entrepreneur for at least 6 months. And then people will appreciate stuff. Because they go to work, they collect the check. They don't know where the money comes from. They don't care. So I agree with Trump.
Exactly. I mean, some of the zoners and government people here in Austin, I know Texas supposedly is a free state. It's not in many areas. They act like if you've got an operation or a business, you're hiring people, you're somehow a criminal. I mean, they are on your butt. Now, Doc, let's start getting into the key, though. Your book, What It Breaks Down. Let's talk about some of these tricks.
Okay, let me give you a simple analogy. If you own a house or an apartment and you're not living in it, what do you normally do with it?
Rent it.
Yeah. So what I tell people is if you own stock, most time people buy stock, they put it in their portfolio, and they hope and pray to God it's going to go up. But while you're praying, you could rent it back to the exchange. That's what it is. That's all I'm doing. But you have to learn the technical terminology for it. But basically, when you own stock, you can sell a call option on the stock. That's basically a legal contract that allows you to turn around and rent that stock back to the exchange. And they pay you right away. I mean, I showed my brothers and friends, and they came to my house because I have a trading platform set up at home, and they can see the credit. It goes right into your account. You collect money. That's how rich people get richer.
And sometimes how many times do they leverage the derivatives?
Well, this is a derivative. So I do explain in the book, look, we have a 1.5, 1.6, how much derivative, quadrillion derivative market. And I explained it in detail. I showed proof how it's comparing to the global GDP. It's going to blow up eventually.
No, I get it. The elite have created it to consolidate power and to shave money off the top. Why shouldn't we do it? I mean, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Legal. That's what I say. It's legal. So while the market is still, you know, alive.
Sure. I'm saying how many times can you keep leveraging derivatives you've got?
You can do it forever because basically if I own the stock and I sell a call option on it, I can choose the parameters of the contract. And that's what I explain to people in the book with a lot of illustrations. Because you have a lot of things that influence a derivatives contract, not like a stock. You have the interest rate. You have the volatility. You have the price of the stock. You have a few other things. So I show you how to pick them. You have the date of expiration. So you can rent your stock weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever. And
again, the elites are doing this themselves but don't want us to know about it.
Yeah. My thing is that, as I told my brother, when he was kind of mad because he has a lot more stock and money than I do, and he saw my books all over my, you know, apartment, and I say, well, just pull off the books that say options and derivatives and open them up. And it's everyone, he goes, this looks like Greek. This looks like Greek.
Sure. Ballpark here. Let's say somebody's got $1 million in stocks.
You could be collecting tens of thousands of dollars a month easily.
Wow.
And I've shown people like...
Because a lot of stocks don't grow that much, but if you're renting them out, then you would make money. That's crazy.
Yeah. If you put that in the bank, what do you get, half a 6% interest? No, I'm talking about collecting, you know, thousands of dollars.
And see, that's what's crazy. They've gotten rid of 0% interest. Regular folks are getting interest, so the general public doesn't know what to do. But, of course, the elite created something for themselves, and that's what you've basically exposed and covered. I mean, I knew about this, but I'm glad you wrote a book about it. I'm glad you exposed it. It's amazing.
There's only one type. Well, the reason why it's not, is I wouldn't say it's not exposed, but most of these books were written for people or by people like me, PhDs in mathematics. And we do.
No, I got it. You take it and put it into plain English.
Yeah, I come from the hood, so I'm explaining to people.
No, I hear you. I'm just so busy fighting the New World Order that I haven't had time to go out and get any stock or do that to try to fund the operation. But I sure wish I had, because I tell you, with what you're doing, that's amazing. Because there's nowhere you get real returns anymore except for select stocks. But if you rent the stocks, it's a whole other thing. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you rent, say, 100 shares of Alibaba or maybe 500 shares of IBM, you can actually, if you understand, as I walked you through the book of how to choose the four or five parameters you need to choose for the options contract, which is not that hard, but you have to understand the terminology, and we explain that.
Now, again, it's old language, and then poor people wonder why they're not successful because they don't know these tricks.
We're
so
on
many
the
march.
We'll be back. Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to jump into other news here in a few minutes, but right now we're talking to Dr. Iris Mack. MainStreetBailout.com is her website, her book, A Wall Street Bailout for Main Street. Again, quantify that for folks. Are you saying Main Street, the average person, can basically use these tricks that the insiders use to, like, buoy their financial standing?
Yeah, it's not a trick. It's basically a legal contract that you can enter into with the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ or whatever, where if you own stock, you can rent the stock back to the exchange and they pay you money. It's
wow.
Like renting your apartment. It's not a trick. It's illegal. It's legal.
No, I know. I mean, I've seen it in the newspapers. I've seen it talked about and mentioned. Do you have any statistics on how many people actually use this?
Well, I break some of that down in the book, but if you go to Amazon, you'll see tons of books on options and derivatives. Only thing is they're not written for the person on Main Street, because I have a lot of those books on my bookshelves. I've used them when I worked in different financial energy firms or when I with a grad student or now that I teach. So there are a lot of books out there. That's what I'm saying. It's not like I'm doing something new. I just break it down.
Wow. What do you make just about the whole state of the country right now, the atmosphere, Dr. Mack?
Well, I try to avoid having a lot of conversations with people I don't really know because people look like they're on edge, and I'm like, I got things to do, first of all, and second of all, I don't want to get hurt.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I've never seen any election like this. Usually people decide who they're going to vote for, and they do it, and that's the end of it. But now you can't even talk about who you voted for or what you think. I've never seen this before. And I've noticed it, you know, getting worse over the years. And I lived in different countries, and every time I come back, I see it look like it's gotten worse.
No, I agree. We've got a story up on drudgereport.com dealing with the fact that the United States is basically on the verge of civil war with the usual suspects like George Soros trying to finance it. And I just wonder, why are these people above the law? As we said earlier, if you or I were doing things like this, we'd be arrested. We should. I'm not an authoritarian, but they're not trying to yell fire in the theater. They're trying to burn down the theater. And I see all this with Trump really trying to bring Americans together. It's just very, very sad. Well, Dr. Iris Mack, look forward to speaking to you again in the future. MainStreetBailout.com. Folks can find your book there. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, I know about derivatives. And if you just tuned in, we've shown some mainstream news articles talking about what she's talking about. But she codifies it in the book. She's not a sponsor. I'm not plugging her book. You know, just to make money. I'm not selling the book. But I think it's important for people to think about the systems the globalists are using to consolidate control and have power. If we learn about those systems and use it for ourselves, they'll generally end up shutting it down because they don't want us having access to it. And if we're going to have all this fiat system and all these derivatives and all these extra trillions of dollars, it should actually go to the people and not to a bunch of elites. And that's what Trump's been doing, is he's been trying to create a level playing field for the people and delivering on everything he said he would do. And even if I disagree with some of what Trump's doing, and I disagree with very little, it's so refreshing. It's almost cliche to say, boy, I wish a politician would do what they said they'd do. In fact, I never thought in my life I'd see something like this. I thought he'd have to play politics with some people and water some stuff down. No, because he's got the trifecta of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. He's running over them. Now, you've got the opposition party, as Spicer has properly said, that is MSM. That's the opposition. MSM and big mega banks and big corporations that don't want prosperity, they want a monopoly. Because something weird happened on the way to success the last 50, 60 years. All these rich bankers, all these rich guys that made all this money off our free system, they don't like lines. They don't like traffic. They like their golf courses and their you know, Hawaiian botanical garden retreats. And they're really upset about civilization and other people doing well. Okay, so the population's a plague. Kill yourselves first. Don't live like kings with a huge footprint and then tell us we can't exist. And so this is the giant, massive humanity saying, we want prosperity, and we're not going to be lectured by people that have 15 mistresses and jumbo jets and 20 mansions apiece, and who are all obsessed with their privacy, but we can't have privacy because you say we're not human, but you are. Zuckerberg, you made money off a human system. Humans are what empowers you, dumbass. You're not going to just take all this energy and stuff and then leave and set up your own thing in Kauai. If there ever is a new world order and extermination of the people, you're not going to be safe anywhere, boy. And I don't say that threatening you. I know you're a spook. I know you're a front man for a larger operation. The point is, you're threatening my life and my family's life. And as your own admissions now have come out, the globalists admit they're in a death battle. Well, I knew this was a death battle a long time ago. So I get threats sometimes from people, and I make a joke back at them. I say, you don't think I hadn't been threatened before? What I don't want to be around is dishonor. What I don't want to be around is snakes and infiltrators. I fear that more than death itself because I'm sick of scum. I'm sick of cowards. And I'm sick of people that curl up like snakes next to the power structure and think because they've sold out to evil, somehow they're winners. It's a delusion. It's like imagining you're Captain America when you're not. And We're just not going to build a good world with people like this at the helm. So I'm just here to put my energy into defeating these people. I personally am so self-centered that I'm not self-centered. Understand? I'm so committed to the individual that I'm willing to give my life for the individual. I'm so committed to the species because I'm part of it and I love it so much that it's not even a discussion of fear of being killed or demonized or attacked or lied about. People all the time, I get calls every day, like from cousins and family and neighbors, and God, I saw you get attacked on two different news channels tonight, local and national. They were saying horrible things about you this morning on the local radio. How are you doing? How are you? Well, I don't judge myself off somebody else. I judge myself off what I'm doing, and that's why I've changed the world. What other people say to me when I know it's a template of BS means nothing. Now, people I trust and love and care about, what they say means a lot to me. The people I know are scum. I basically soar like a condor on the winds on their attacks because that's what guides me towards my target. Now, I've got probably, they probably brought in 30 articles since I've been on air. I probably got 200 articles here in front of me, and I've got 20 minutes left before David Knight takes over. I want to just read headlines. Some of this I've already covered. Some of this I haven't. But let me just start randomly wherever. Flashback, anti-Trump Dems oppose Vietnamese refugees. Clifford Cunningham, Infowars.com. And, of course, they tried to block Vietnamese because they were anti-communist, just like Trump is battling people that are incompatible. Well, that's because he's a patriot. He didn't want to bring Islamists in. Well, Biden doesn't want Vietnamese refugees. They were anti-communist. They fought his loving Viet Cong. And Obama doesn't want Cubans in because they're anti-communist. See how all the other refugees are great as long as they're not compatible. But if they are compatible with a free society, they don't want them in. That's one article. I just spent 2 minutes on it, but there's hundreds. Doctors told not to say expectant mothers to avoid offending trannies. Because if you're at an OGBYN facility, don't say to a pregnant woman, hey, expectant mothers, that might hurt a tranny that's in the birthing facility. See, the whole world has to be about not offending some group. This is just sabotage of civilization. It has nothing to do with trannies. That's like some type of Grand Falloon Kurt Vonnegut novel from 50 years ago about an insane society. Pregnant people is the preferred nomenclature because you can't have women and men because that's sexist. To have sexist. That's on Infowars.com. Trump signs executive order to slash regulations by 2/3. Iran tests ballistic missile in defiance of UN resolution, U.S. officials say. Why Hollywood as we know it is already over. That's right. Vanity Fair admits Hollywood's collapsing. Well, something we told you. Oh, look, NBC wants to be the next Fox News, insiders say, with a turn towards the right. No, it'll be the Glenn Beck model where you say you're a conservative and you attack it all day like Megyn Kelly and him. So NBC wants to be the Judas goat of conservatives because they can trick you better if they give you a few conservative stories but they manipulate you. That's the New York Post translation by Alex Jones. With the old sea hag, Megyn Kelly. Buck County authorities make arrests in fetish theme. Child predator ring. They were raping little kids dressed up in teddy bear outfits. You know, you see that in the movie The Shining. He walks into a hallway and he sees like a ghost of a little girl being raped by guys dressed like teddy bears. That's what the elite do. They're the elite scum. Hell has been prepared for them. California secession is a bad idea. I agree. Division into two states are better. Yeah, make the North libertarian. It'll be totally prosperous. Let the South be a den of failure. Texas mocks destroyed an early morning blaze. I bet it comes out later that it was an insurance fire. They always are. Always false flags. Security camera shows latest vandal damaging Green Lawn Cemetery. Canadian PM says mosque shooting a terrorist attack on Muslims. Now they're trying to go back to that narrative as we speak. Earlier saying Allah Akbar, now they're not. Yeah, it looks like a false flag, doesn't it? We'll research it more. Freed Pakistani bloggers go abroad for safety. Oh, because you don't even have free speech in Pakistan, but we're supposed to bring anybody in who wants to come in, even though they have an Islamic background. And Trump is letting them all in, so he's more of a bigot for doing that. Because there's no such thing as common sense. Thousands protest Trump's immigration order after George Soros sends out the activation over their email. It's so fun to have a Nazi collaborator give you orders. Of course, the Nazis collaborated with Islamists, so that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Expect more conflict between cities and states. Yeah, Pew is reporting the globalists are funding cities to battle against states that actually have elected governments that are battling globalism. That's the Schwarzenegger model to get carbon taxes in on a city-by-city basis. Austin is a pathetic example of that. Unions and Border Patrol and ICE agents cheer Trump's actions. Here's the powerful letter. I want to read part of it. As representatives of the nation's frontline immigration officers and agents responsible for enforcing our laws and protecting our borders, we fully support and appreciate President Trump's swift and decisive action to keep the American people safe and allow law enforcement to do its job. We applaud the three executive orders he has signed to date and are confident they will make America safe and more prosperous. Morale amongst our agents and officers has increased exponentially since the signing of the orders. The men and women of ICE and Border Patrol will work tirelessly to keep criminals, terrorists, and public safety threats out of this country, which remains the number one target in the world. And President Trump's actions now empower us to fulfill this life-saving mission, and it will indeed save thousands of lives and billions of dollars. It's from the Union. Okay, I just had about 20 articles, got about 250 left. Trump's next immigration move to hit closer to home for tech. He wants to see if there's jobs for American engineers and people that have been laid off before we bring in folks to replace them. I think that's reasonable. A lot of folks with engineering degrees of every color that can't get a job because they've been undercut. Doesn't help India and China when we undercut. Only helps the globalists. Then they jack up their crap products to even prices that are too high. Violent leftists knock Trump supporter unconscious at Portland Airport. Man, I tell you. You punch me, I punch you back. And then I slam your head in the concrete. I'm not bragging, but I mean, you get in a fight with me, you're really gambling with your life. And I just want to tell all these people, they're really lucky they haven't run into somebody yet like me. Because I run into a lot of guys that tie me up and rip, you know, tie me up in a bow. I mean, I'm, you know, well, it wasn't that easy, but you know, I've had my ass kicked pretty bad. And I just wonder, like, if I'm in the, say, the 90th percentile, where is the 10% up there that I know are badder than I am who put up with this crap? I mean, it's crazy. Let's roll this 30-second video of If You Dare Have Free Speech for America, some masked little thug anarchist. We're showing video. Yeah, that's swear words. Okay, I knew there was audio this morning. And then they're just allowed to attack whoever they want. Just a bunch of little punk thugs all celebrating as wimps, as betas, that they just knocked somebody out. And Garrett, I mean, I just want one of them to do that to me because I don't want them to, but you know what I mean. I mean, if I just get a clear, every time they're about to attack me, the police show up and stop them. And I just want to connect one time with their nose or jaw. It's just what they deserve. Anyway, side issue. Trump travel ban stirs faint corporate outcry beyond Silicon Valley. That's just some of the news on that front. Here's some really big news. Shock poll, Marie Le Pen to lead French presidential race in first round of voting. I told you, she's been ahead in the polls for a year. Now they're getting ready to move into the election, and she's already way ahead, and they are panicking. The Trump effect continues. She's a nationalist. It's basically like Ron Paul, so they call her a Nazi, even though her father fought the Nazis as a paratrooper. Trump snub for the Green Prince, another beautiful thing happening. Prince Charles, that arrogant, lazy, stupid Transylvanian fop, will not be meeting with the 45th president. U.S. President Trump will avoid Charles on state visits to the U.K. because he wants to escape a lecture on climate change. Yeah, where it's always in public, and the prince, since they're in lectures, that he wants to shut down industry in the West because he owns Chinese factories. U.S. travel restrictions put Saudi Arabia in a bind. Well, if you're a Christian, you can't preach the gospel there, so I don't want to hear it from unfree societies that won't let us fly in about what we've got to do with them. Puerto Rico governor signs financial emergency law. A bunch of economic tyranny taking place there. Okay, that's about 40 articles I got to. We've got about 200 left here. Seriously, probably 200 left here. Let's continue here in the News Blitz. Dems clueless on Trump's SCOTUS pick, Supreme Court pick, but they'll block anyways. Jamie White, Infowars.com. A little birdie told me it had been Napolitano, but the decision was made to go off the original list because Trump doesn't want to break one promise, even though he loves Napolitano and this has met with him like six times. There you go. A Quebec mosque shooting, a devastating blow to leftist narrative. What would happen in minutes and hours after a coup in America? Vice promotes basically assassination. Times journalist calls for President Trump to be assassinated. ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And how does the little globalist neocon Saudi Arabian minion, he cleaned out Brennan, but he hadn't got rid of Lindsey Graham and the other al-Qaeda operative, I'm serious, John McCain. Focus on ISIS not starting World War III. Trump blasts Senators McCain and Graham in a tweet, powerful article up on Infowars.com. Supreme Court nomination will come tomorrow as Trump strains to shift national conversation away from Friday's travel ban order. I'm not trying to shift away. He's just doing what he said he'd do. It's very popular. This is not a Muslim ban. Trump defends his extreme vetting order as he says Obama created the list of 7 targeted countries and did the same thing in Iraqi refugees in 2011. Trump signs the order, flashing. Schumer tears up. Totally ridiculous. I've covered some of this, haven't covered some of it. I got a bunch of other news. Mount Vesuvius may blow up in a super volcano, killed hundreds of thousands of Romans before. Will it do it again? We've got that news story and a lot more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. Spread that link. The enemy absolutely hates it. They're censoring it. Are you helping us? I know we're fighting as hard as we can, so keep spreading the links and the videos and the articles.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
From the prison of Berlin.
free plan. 1776 worldwide. David Knight's taking over the operation here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to do the next segment. But, you know, I sit here looking at how historic things are, how important they are, how critical, how pivotal, how crossroads, how amazing, how exciting, how over the top, how unreal, how surreal, how magic, how compelling. And I'm just drawn to resist and drawn to stand up for what's good when the enemy is so obviously snot-nosed and evil and just pissed that it's not beautiful like our free society is compared to what they're building. And so that's why I say to the viewers and listeners, it's essential that you understand you are critical and key, and the heart and the blood and the oxygen and the lungs and the brain and the eyes and the skin and the muscle and the bones and the organs of everything we're doing. That's why it's an abomination when you call up and thank me. I'm just a focal point in this. We're individuals, but we're a colony organism that is the species against the New World Order. That is a parasitic system, a cancer. And so when you spread the videos, the articles, when you buy the products, when you pray for us, whatever it is you do, it's all just as important. But I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off on water filters, 25% off on air filter systems for the house that are already super low price, super high quality. A lot of different specials on nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm going to be making some big announcements tomorrow. We are going to be launching a bureau in D.C., and I've got a lot of big journalists with big names that want to work with us that have been contacting us, especially when the media made that big thing about how we want White House press credentials. I mean, I got people that have had them before. It's a non-issue. The media makes a big thing like, oh, you're not media. You don't get them. It's just all about how they label and control reality. It's all a big joke. But isn't about being in the press conferences is so important, though we will be, obviously. It's that we're going to be there as investigative journalists like Veritas, and we're going to be there covering the retake of America. Before, there was no reason to be there. It was also fake, both parties. This is history happening. And it'll take capital to do it, but man, we got great products that everybody needs. And buying them from us, I'm already competitive in the pricing, and a lot of our stuff's proprietary. You're really screwing yourself over if you don't get DNA Force or Biome Defense Probiotic or X2 or Knockout or Supermel Vitality or 10% off right now on our vitamin B12 that's totally organic. Take it under the tongue or Living Defense Parasite Cleanse. This is stuff that's game-changing. I know people personally got all sorts of bowel problems, and I tell them, take a good probiotic. They won't do it. And I hear, oh, I'm going to have surgery because of my guts. Well, yeah, because all the herbicides and stuff in the food has killed all the bacteria in your gut, man. Take the real stuff. Oh, people just can't do it. This stuff, look how much, I don't look great, okay, but I mean, I gained 100 pounds. I've lost 60-something. I'm super healthy. I have more energy. My skin glows. It's because I take these products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But listen, let's just say the products are mediocre and they're not. You need to fund us. We need the money to really get aggressive. And quite frankly, I don't want to launch all this stuff. I don't want to do it, but I have a duty to do it, and I'm going to do it with pleasure and with glee and with very aggressive tendencies. And truth is our weapon and our guiding light. And God's our spirit directing us. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I got more stories I want to hit. I'm going to go into David Knight a little bit, then I got a bunch of meetings to do. But David Knight, always doing a great job in the fourth hour, is coming up, one of our great investigative journalists. I'm Alex Jones, and you built it. You are the InfoWar, and you're seeing the effects right now. Globalism is crippled, on fire, failing, but launching counteroffensive. Stay with us.